Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Nun Gimel, and we are five lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis Besura Masni Hachi Bepumpadisa Masni Hachi. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunim Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel. So we're in the middle of a sugya. The broader sugya is the laws of Ashchiv Mera. The more specific sugya is a very important machloikis Rav and Shmuel as it relates to the laws of Ashchiv Mera. The sugya began on the top of Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara discussed Ashchiv Mera Shekasuv Bakinyan, meaning there was a Ashchiv Mera that wrote a shtar that he's giving away all his possessions to somebody, and he included in the Matna Ashchiv Mera a Kinyan, meaning either he referenced Kinyan in the shtar or he physically had the Makabel Matana make a Kinyan. Rav said that although Divrei Ashchiv Mera we know is kichsuvim v'chem surim dami, and although we know that Ashchiv Mera has a very special set of laws as it relates to the way he gives gifts, for example, if he gives away all his nechasim and then he's amad michalyay, or as we saw, even if he's not amad michalyay and he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. Being that over here there was a kinyan component to the matna Ashchiv Mera, here it's going to be different. And the reason is because being that Ashchiv Mera does not have to make a kinyan, the fact that he made a kinyan makes us a little suspicious and a little paranoid that maybe this is not a regular bona fide matna Ashchiv Mera. In fact, Rav said, Arkivei Atrei Rikshi. What we do is we treat it on the one hand as a matna Ashchiv Mera, because that's what it is, but at the same time, being that there's a kinyan and a Ashchiv Mera doesn't need a kinyan, a bari needs a kinyan, on some level we treat it like a matna's bari as well. That we treat it like a matnas bari, that if he wants to be chayzer, he would not be able to be chayzer. To what extent do we treat it like a matna Ashchiv Mera? In the event that what he was being makna, included in his matana, was a halva, ordinarily, if you want to transfer a halva, a milv al peh, it would have to be done by my mitzlashton. Over here, we would treat it like a matna Ashchiv Mera, who has a special chiddush, as we saw earlier in the sugya, that he could be makna verbally, matnas, milv al peh. Shmuel argued, Shmuel said that in this case, where there's a matna Ashchiv Mera, shekasuv bakinyan, where on the one hand he's talking like a Ashchiv Mera, but on the other hand he's talking like a bari, lo yodana ma'idim ba. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what to do. And what emerged was that according to Shmuel, there's a suffix whether the Makabel Matana will be able to get anything, say as a matna Ashchiv Mera and say as a bari. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe this person, when he said kinyan, what he was doing was being chayzer from the matna Ashchiv Mera, and being that the original matana was a matna Ashchiv Mera, in which case it looks like he wants this kinyan and this matana to go into effect la'achar misa, Ashchiv Mera has a kula that he can give a matana la'achar misa, a bari cannot, to the extent that he wants the gift to happen la'achar misa, but at the same time, as a bari, nothing would be chal based on enkin yulach hamisa, and therefore misafik Shmuel holds lo yadana ma'odim ba. At the end of the day, he's going to end up getting nothing. So again, Ashchiv Mera shekasav ba kinyan. You have a Ashchiv Mera who doesn't require kinyan, but he incorporated a kinyan into his gift. According to Rav, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi, which means harehi kemat nazbori and harehi kemat nashchiv Mera. Where's an ageya that it's kemat nazbori that he can't be chayzer? Where's an ageya that it's kemat nashchiv Mera that if he wants in this Oifin, he could be makna even a milva peh, according to Shmuel Yodana Ma'itnumba, which the Rashbam said means dilma loy kono klal afilu emes. It could be what he wants to do is give a matna spari lachamisa, which in and of itself is not a kinyan. The Gemara on Amud Beis brought another machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, which the Gemara said is really l'shita sayo. The case was different. The case was where somebody, Ashchiv Mera, wrote a shtar matana. And vizika loze, he said that I want the person that's going to receive the gift to physically get the shtar right now. It's not something that a Ashchiv Mera has to do, but that's what he did. He was kosav vizika loze. Then afterwards, he was kasav zikalazeh. He did the same exact thing, but this time he did it to somebody else. Rav said, Rishon kana, the first person's going to be kaina, the second person's not kaina. Shmuel said, Sheni kana, it's the second person that's going to be kaina. And what emerged is that really, it's Rav and Shmuel l'shitosai. Because this case, although it's not mamish the same case as the original machloik is Rav and Shmuel, it's eerily similar. It's similar in the sense that this is a shchiv merah that's not just leveraging all the leniencies that he has. He's not just saying, oh, divrei shchiv merah kichsuvim v'chimsurim dami, so let me just dictate and based on that, everyone's going to do what they're supposed to do. He did more than that. What he did was, is he took the shtar that he had written and he physically handed it over to the recipient of the gift. This is not something he had to do. Similar to the original machlokes Rav and Shmuel, where the shchiv merah added a kinyan, which was not something that he had to do. Rav says, Rishon kana, meaning if you would do it to one person and do it to somebody else, it's the first person that would be kaina, the second person wouldn't. And the reason is, because although a shchiv merah we know could be chayzer, daitiki mevatelas, daitiki, and a shchiv merah, even if he's not aman michalyoy, and even if he's not taking it for himself, he wants to be chayzer instead of giving it to Reuven, I want to give it to Shimon. That's something he has a right to do. But in this case, being that he was kasa vezika, so we have to treat him atrei rikshi. We have to treat it like a matnas shchiv merah, but we also have to treat it like a matnas bari. A bari can't be chayzer, and as a result, rishon kana sheni like kana, the first person's going to be kana, the second person is not going to be kana. Shmuel was chaylik. Shmuel said sheni kana, because according to Shmuel, we don't say arkevei atrei rikshi, and let's deher this as being a matnas shchiv merah and a matnas bari. Shmuel sees this as a matnas shchiv merah through and through. And being that Shmuel sees this as a matnas shchiv merah through and through, a shchiv merah that gives a matan and then wants to be chayzer can't be chayzer, and it's for that reason that it's going to be sheini kana. So again, the two cases were, the first one was matnas shchiv merah shekasav bakinyan, the second one was kasav ezikal azeh, kasav ezikal azeh. The cases are not the same. In the first case, it's a matnas shchiv merah with a kinyan. In the second case, it's a matnas shchiv merah written, and oh, by the way, take this document and physically hand it over to the recipient of the gift. The tzad hashava is that it's not merely a matna shchimera. The shchimera is doing a little bit more that he had to do. In both cases, there's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel, which the Gemara said was really the shitasayo. In both cases, Rav says that arkevei atrei rikshi, I have to see this as a matna shchimera, but also as a matnas bari. Specifically, as it relates to being chayzer, in both cases, you can't be chayzer. So matna shchimera, shekasav akinyan, you can't be chayzer. Kasav ezikal azeh, kasav ezikal azeh. Rishon kana, sheni loikana, because once you give it to the rishon, the only way to give it to the sheni is by being chayzer, and you don't have the ability to be chayzer. Shmuel holds that we don't say that, and as a result, Shmuel in the first case said, lo yadana ma adumba. In the second case, what did he say? He said, sheni kana. Now, the obvious nuance, and it's not so nuanced, is that Rav is the same shita in both cases. Shmuel's not the same shita in both cases. Anamad Aleph, Shmuel said, lo yadana ma adumba. In the second case, Shmuel said that the halacha is sheni kana. It's Shmuel shitasoi that we don't view this as a matnas bari that you can't be chayzer, but it's not Shmuel Shitasai, because the halacha that he's saying is different on Amid Aleph than it is on Amid Beis. It's related to the fact that on Amid Aleph there was a kinyan, on Amid Beis it was only a Mesiris Hashtar, which was something that we addressed in the previous daf. Either way, as it relates to the second machloik is Rav and Shmuel, Kasav Ezekiel Azeh, Kasav Ezekiel Azeh, Rav Amar Rishon Kana, Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana, Rav Amar Rishon Kana, it's like a matnas bari, Rav Lashitasai, Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana, Arei Kimatna Shchimera, we don't view it as a matnas bari. Also, Shmuel Shitasai, this presentation of the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is the way it was said over in the yeshivas in Sura. In Pumpadisa, which was another very important Jewish metropolis in ancient Babylonia, they would say over this machlokes Rav and Shmuel a little bit differently, and it's that other alternative presentation of this Rav and Shmuel that today's daf begins with. Says the Gemara, Besura Masnu Hachi. In Surah, they taught Hachi, meaning the first 8 minutes of today's daf. Everything that we just mentioned, specifically that last machloikis, Ram and Shmuel, but in Pumpadisa, they had a little bit of a different version of how this happened. This is what they taught in Pumpadisa, that Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba said, Shochel Lemi Bei Rav L'Shmuel. You don't see this every day. They sent from the yeshiva of Rav to the great Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us, Shmuel, Shchiv Merah Shekasav Kol Mechasav L'Acherim. If a Shchiv Merah would write over all his Mechasav L'Acherim, V'kanu Miyadai, and the Shchiv Merah would say, Mach HaKinyin. Now, this is a very important Hoysafa that the Gemara doesn't say. Additionally, the Shchiv Merah would say, take the shtar that I just wrote, that says that Ployni is getting the Nechasim, and in addition to him making a kinyan, I want you to physically hand the shtar. Ma, what would be the halacha in that case? Meaning, what would be, could this Shchivra be chayzer now, or could the Shchivra not be chayzer? If he decides now to take it back for himself, or he decides to give it to somebody else, could he do that? Could he not do that? Sholach Lu and Shmuel sent back in Achar Kinyan Klum. Once you do this, it's going to be already too late. Now, what's the difference between this case and the previous two cases? The first case was Matna Shchivra Shekasav Kinyan. Second case was Kasav Azikal Azeh. Matna Shchivra, where the Shchivra said, give the shtar to the person I want that should be the recipient of the matana. In this third case, it's both. It's a case where it's a Matna Shchivra, Shekasa Bakinyin, where it was also Zikul Azeh, where there was also Mesiris Ashtar. So the third case is where the first case and the second case meet. Over here, Shmuel said, Einach HaKinyin Klum. So you say, Meris, even though Shmuel Paskin in the first case and in the second case, that if the person wants to be Chayzer, it could be Chayzer. In the first case, he says, I don't even know if there's a Kenyan. In the second case, he said, where you a Kosov Azik Lazar, Kosov Azik Lazar, Shani Kono, because I look at it as a Matnas Shchivra, not like Rav, that the minute you talk about Kinyonim and the minute you behave like a Bari, now all of a sudden it's treated like a Matnas Bari. Shmuel said that no, it's a matna shchimra. But here in Achar Kinyan Klum, here it's going to be too late. And the reason is because here you have both. Over here you have side the kinyan and side the mesiris hashtar. So Shmuel holds matna shchimra shekasav kinyan, you can be chayzer. Shmuel holds kasav ezikal azed as a mesiris hashtar, you can be chayzer. But if you have both shchimra shekasav kol nechasav lacher v'konu miyode, and you physically handed the shtar, so you have all three things happening, then already Shmuel's going to be moide in Achar Kinyan Klum. Which means, by the way, that although Besura Masli Hachi, the Pumbadisa Masli Hachi, doesn't sound like there's a machloikas. I mean, if I care, it sounds like in Pumbadisa they agree that Shmuel Shita, as it relates to the previous two cases, is the way they taught it in Surah. It's just Masli Hachi, it's a different presentation. In their class, they had Shmuel's Halacha not discussing Kasav Azikal Azeh, but rather a case where it was Kinyan and it was Kasav, and over there Shmuel said Inach a Kinyan Klun. But as relates to the Halacha and Echanami, even in Pumpadisa, they would be Moida that if it was Kasav a Kinyan Lachud, or if it was Kasav Azikal Azeh Lachud, the Halacha would be that the Sheni would be Kinyan. So the Gemara says, Savar Minei, the Olam thought when they got back this letter from Shmuel. So again, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said that Shochulei mi Bei Rav LeShmuel, Yishniv Avrad sends a brief to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu Shchiv Merach Shakasav Kol Nechasav LaAcher V'Kadam Yadam. Meaning he did all three. What's the halacha? He writes back Ein Achar Kinyan Klum. So they thought Ani Mili Lach. That's only true in Achar Kinyan Klum. That if you want to give it to another person, you wouldn't be able to do it. Aval Atzmoi Loi. But if you want to be Chayzer for yourself, yeah. Meaning maybe there's a distinction between being Chayzer when you're giving it to somebody else versus being Chayzer when you're keeping it. And by the way, this Havamina, this Svar is something we've seen already in the Sugya. Amar Lahu Rav Chizdas, Rav Chizdas said, Kiyasa Rav Huna mi Kufri. When Rav Huna returned from the town of Kufri, Pirsha, he explained what Shmuel said, and he said that Shmuel's halacha was Bein La'atzmoi, Bein La'acherim. It doesn't matter if you're being Chayzer for yourself, you're being Chayzer from somebody else. In Achar Kinyan Klum, says the Gemara, Ahu, the Kanu Mine, also the Kamid Rav Huna. There was a Maise Shahaya Kachaya, where there was a Shchiv Mera that did all three. Rashbam, Kosav, Vezika, the Kanu Mine. And then he had Yeshua, Gevaldik. And now he wants to be Chayzer. So he went to Rav Huna. Omar, Rav Huna said, Mai Yavidloch, Tlei Aknes, Kidamakna Inchi. You didn't behave the way a Shchiv Mera is supposed to behave. Meaning you did it in a way where even according to Shmuel, you can't be Chayzer, Lame Bibay, according to Rav. But even according to Shmuel, because over here you did all three, right? You say, wrote it, and you made a kinyan, and you handed it over. Oh, in that case, that's what they said over in Pumbadisa. Even Shmuel's gonna hold that you can't be chayzer. I'm sorry, even though you're Amen Michalyoy, it's nothing I could do. So the Gemara, Humatanta, there was a matana that avakasaba bechayim ubamaves. So there was a shchiv mera that wrote a matana, and it said in the shtar that I'm giving this matana bechayim ubamaves. That was what it said. It said it's b'chayim u'b'mam. Rav Amar, Rav said, harei kamat nashchimra. That the way we view this is like a mat nashchimra. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, harei kamat nasbari. The way that we view this is like a a matnas bari. Rav, I'm a Rav said a matnas chimera, that we view this like a matnas chimera. Midchsiv ba b'moves, because being that the person said that I'm being maknet to you b'moves, acham yisakamale. It sounds like that he wants this king and he wants his gift to go into effect. La acham misa. Okay, v'haydichsiv b'chayim. So why then did he write b'chayim? Simen ba'alma d'chayim. The reason he wrote b'chayim is because he just wants Simona Milsi. He doesn't want to write a shtar when I die. So Chalila, you don't want to say those words out of your mouth. Aftiftach balasatan. So he wrote Bechayim as a Simon Ba'alma, hoping that he's going to live. But Be'etzim, you want to know how to view this shtar? The way you view this shtar is like a regular Matnash Chimra. Why? Because he said B'mavis. And if he said B'mavis, means he wants the king in Tibichal. Just to be clear, the Rashbam says the Nusach Hashtar was Matono Zu Ani Makna L'cho B'chayim U'B'moves. That's what he said. So I'm giving you this Matono B'chayim U'B'moves. So Rav said, I think that he said B'moves, it's a Matnas Chimera. Ah, he said M'chayim, Simen Ba'al. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Arayka Matnas Bari. Then we view this as a Matnas Bari, because Midrach Sivah B'chayim, because being that he said B'chayim, M'chayim Komar. It sounds like he wants this gift to be Chal M'chayim. It sounds like he wants it to be Chal right now. The Shchimeras, when they gave their gift, they usually wanted it to be Chal L'Achamis. It sounds like he wants it to be Chal M'chayim. So why did he write Ubimavis? It's like he's saying, I'm giving it to you now and you're going to have it forever. But the way you view the shtar is not like a matnas chimra. The way you view this is as a matnas bari. So again, if somebody writes a shtar, do you treat it like a matnas chimra? Do you treat it like a matnas bari? According to Rav, you said b'mavis means you want it to be chal la'achar misa. Now you're talking like a shchimera. So the way we're going to view this is like a matnas shchimera. According to Shmuel, being that you said the words b'chayim fakared, it sounds like what you want is for this to be b'chayim. Zok to Gemara, Amri Nahardoi. Nahardoi said hilchos like avasei derav. The halachas like Rav that we treat this like a matnas shchimera. Oh my, Rava said ve'ikasav ba mechayim kana. Rava added and Rava said that in the event that the person would write not b'chayim, but he would write mechayim. So then the halacha is that it's for sure mashma in that case that it's going to be a matnas bari. Meaning, if you say mechayim, then it's a matnas bari. Bichayim, bimavis, I could hear it both ways. But if you say mechayim, it sounds like you for sure want it to be chal right now. Meaning, bichayim ubimavis, we say that you want it to be chal achamisa. Why then did you say bichayim? Because you're hoping you're going to live. But mechayim, the mem as opposed to the base, that sounds like you want it to be chal right away. Amar Amemer, Amemer said, less hilchas or kavase de Rava. The halacha is not like Rava. So Rava said, ikasa ba mechayim kano. Amemer commented, the halacha is not like Rava. Amalei Rav Ashi, the Amemer. So Rav Ashi told the Amemer, pshita, it's pashat that the halacha is not like Rava. Why? The Ami Nardoi hilchas or kavase de Rav. Because we just said that Nardoi said the halacha is like Rav. Meaning, when Rava said, v'iksiv ba mechayim kano, that's a comment in Rav. Now, if we... Meaning, it's not like Rav, right? The opposite. If when Rava said v'kasav mechayim kana, that we view it like a matnas bari, he's talking Shmuel. We just said Nahardoi said hilchos kavasei de Rav. If that's the case, it's pshita then that the halacha is not like Rava. So Rashi told Amemer, why do you have to say less hilchos kavasei de Rava? Once we say that the halacha is like Rav, so we know that the halacha is not like Rava because Rav already said b'chayim u'b'mavis, the ikur lashon is b'mavis. So the Gemara says, no, mal d'tema, I would have thought mechayim moidi Rav. Right, the way we explain the Gemara, there's a chilek between mechayim and b'chayim, and as a result, I would have thought that maybe Rav is moidi in this case. Meaning, when Rava said v'kasav mechayim kana, he's explaining Shita's Rav, that Rav himself maybe holds Kana. And if Rav himself holds Kana, so it could be that the halacha is like Rava. Because although it's true, we paskin like Rav, but Rava, although his halacha is not Shita's Rav, but if I can't, Rav is saying that in this case, Rav is going to be Maida. That's why it was very important for Amnemer to say, Lech Silchas HaKavasi D'Rav. Meaning, if what Rav was saying was Shita Shmuel, then it's Pashit that Lech Silchas HaKavasi D'Rav. Because Nardoi already said that Lech is like Rav. But what Rav was saying was not Shita Shmuel. He was saying it in Shita's Rav Gufa. I mean that he was saying it in Shita's Rav Gufa. So to that reason, we paskin like Rav. Okay, this is an addendum to Rav. So maybe we paskin like this addendum. That's the Chiddush Kamash Mulan of Amemar las hilchasa kavase de Rav. A story. Who also the kami de Rav Nachman l'Nahardo. There was a person that came before Rav Nachman in Nahardo. What was the case? The Rashbam says the case was where someone had written a shtar matana shchimera and it said matana zu ani makna l'cha B'chayim u'b'mavas. So he comes to Rav Nachman and he wanted to know what's the halacha with this shtar. So the Gemara said, Shadra the Kamid Rav Yirmi bar Abba l'shum Tamya. So he said, listen, if you want this to be treated like a matnas bori, the only way I can do that, if you want this to be treated like a matnas shchivmera, the only way I could do this is if you go to Tamya. Why? He said, because hocha asri de Shmuel, because over here it's the shtot of Shmuel. Shmuel was the marat asri narda. And heichin navid kavasi de Rav, and there's no way I can go like Rav. Meaning this person was vying for this to be a matnas shchivmera. And he was trying to get the psak. The psak is that the halacha is like Rav. So Rav Nachman told him, it's true that the halacha is like Rav, that this is a matnas shchivmera, but at the same time, I'm in a harda. Now harda's asrei de Shmuel, and it would be inappropriate in Shmuel's shtot for me to go ahead and paskin like Shmuel. So if you want a heter, you can get it, because we paskin like Rav, but you're not getting in a harda. So he said, go to Shum Tamya, that's a place, and over there, you'll be able to get what it is you want. So to Gemara, he does say, the Kami de Rava, another story. There was a woman that came to Rava, Amal, Ava the Rava Kishmaite, and Rava paskin his halacha. What did Rava say? Rava said that even though we paskin like Rav, that what? That shtar matana that says b'chayim uvamoves harei kematna shchimera has the kulas of matna shchimera, but that's only if it says b'chayim uvamoves. If it says mechayim, then already it's going to be different. This was Rava's chiddush. Now, Meimah said less lechus kavasi the Rava, but that's what Rava said. So in the meantime, there was some woman. She was a shchimera. She gave this gift. She had this sprach. She was amad michalyoy, and she wants her gift to be treated like a matna shchimera. She wants to be chayzer, right? So she wants this to be treated now like a matna shchimera. So she goes to Rava, and Rava was avad lo kishmaite. Rava said, "I'm sorry. It says mechayim. It's a matna zbari. You're not going to be able to because." So the Gemara says, "Have a katardole." So she was giving Rava a very hard time, meaning she was not losing up. She said, no, that's not what I meant. And she was trying to get her psak, which is that this is really a matna shchimera. So Rava turned to Rapapa Bereid Rav Chanan, who was his soifer. He was his scribe. He used to sit in the courts. He was the stenographer. He would take the notes of everything that was going on. So he tells him as follows, Zil Kosavla, I want you to give her what she wants. But the kosaba, write on the bottom of the shtar, soicher alein oimaton. I want you to write those words. Now those words are an excerpt from a sugya above a mitzia, daf ayin heyom ebeis. That's perik ha-soicher se'omnem. What's going on over there is somebody hired workers to come work for him, and they backed out. So if you remember, in ha-soicher se'omnem, these are big sugyas. You have any tainas on them, you can't have tainas on them, ha-soicher se'payalim, right? That's what's happening over there. Either way, so this, the Gemara over there says that in the event somebody backs out, you actually have a little bit of recourse. What you can do is you can fool them. You can tell them, you know what? I'll tell you what. Come back and work for me and offer them some ridiculous amount of money. Fool them. Don't give them the ridiculous amount of money, but get them into coming. They'll do the work and then you'll pay them what you had agreed upon initially. And if they don't like it, they'll take you to court and they'll lose. You have nothing to worry about. Additionally, you can also be seicher alein. If you want, you can hire other workers, pay them extra money, and then send the bill to the workers that backed out on you. That's that halacha. Soicher aleihem, you can hire these additional workers, a matan, or you can fool these people. So the bottom line is, Rava says, you know what, you're making me azoy meshuga, you want me to write down that you're right, here you go. I'm writing a shtar that says that you're 100% right. Gets in writing the psak that she's looking for. But then on the bottom it has this line. Soicher aleihem, a matan. So it seems this woman understood what it meant. Amra, meaning shechab, that Rava's just trying to get her away, and he's using this phrase as a hechatimtzah, because she's going to pull out this shtar. In Bezdin, the dayan's going to say, soicher aleinai matan, this must be a fake thing, and as a result, it's never going to be enforced in court. So shechab the matzav, so she said, arbe, litva arbe, said, I want your ship to sink. Why? Because atuye komatisli, because you're playing games with me, because you're trying to fool me. That's what you mean when you wrote soicher aleihem oimaton. So the Gemara said, when Rava heard that, he got very nervous. He was afraid, the Rashbam says, of this kilalas hedyet. He thought that maybe it's going to happen. So he quickly told the chevra, take my clothing, put it in water. So that if you take my clothing, you put it in water, that will maybe be a kiyum of litpa arve. But afilu hachi, despite the fact that he did that, like ifrik mitiva, what she said was going to happen, ended up playing itself out. This is a rather light anecdote to a rather intense sugya. Either way, we're continuing along on the same exact theme, discussing the laws of Shechivmera Shekasa Kinyan, the differences between a Shechivmera and a Bari. Could be Chayzer, can't be Chayzer. Did you give all the Nechasim? Did you give some of the Nechasim? So this next Mishnah is really where the laws of Matnas Shechivmera, Matnas Bari meet the laws of Sofik Mamin. Now, this is something that came up in the raid a little bit from last week, the Ktzois, etc., etc. So, really, a very, very lumdisha sugya. It's a classic sugya that relates to Sveikis, specifically as it relates to Mamin and Chazakis. Whenever you learn these sugyas in Chas, so you have to look at the context. Right? In one case, it's a machlo par v'chamar. In the other case, it's a sharshanaga chasab paro. In the other case, it's shnai moichsim batalas. Right? All the cases are unique. I mean, these are the famous cases. Then you have so many cases scattered throughout Chas that are not nearly as well known. So this is another one that's maybe not nearly as well known, tucked away here in the end of Bava Basra, which discusses a suffic moment related to the context and the backdrop of everything that we're learning. Zok de mishnah. Loi kasaba shchiv mera. So, somebody wrote a shtar, and in the shtar, he gives away all his nechasim, everything, but didn't say in the shtar that it was a matnas chivmera. Now, it also didn't say in the shtar that it was a matnas bari. So, we do not know right now what kind of shtar this was. Hu oimer chivmera hoyisi. He, the noise matana, said, I was a chivmera, and as a result, I have a right to be chayzer now. I know I gave you everything that I own, but at the same time, I can be chayzer. They said, bari yoyisa. No, you were really a bari. And as a result, you can't be chayzer. So this is a classic he said, where he, the nois matana, says that I know I gave you all my nechasim, but it was a matna shchivmera. As a result, I could be chayzer. Whereas them, the makabli matana, are saying, it's not true. Bari yoyisa. And therefore, you want to be chayzer, you can't be chayzer. So the question is, who has to bring the raya? Says the Mishnah, Tzorek lohavi raya sheshchimra hoi devi Ramer. Ramer says it's the noisem matana that we need to bring a raya that he was a shchimra. The chachamim say, hamoitse mechaver aval. No, you want to pull money out of this guy right now? Prove that he was a shchimra. But unless you can prove he was a shchimra, he's not going to have to give you anything. So according to Ramer, the noisem matana has to bring the raya. And according to the chachamim, it's the mekabli matana that would have to bring. Right. Now, what exactly is the nekudas ha'achloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim? That's really going to be the topic of the next daf. That's the topic of daf kuf nun dalet. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a discussion that's very much related to our Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring a braisa, which is going to mention specifically the shmuz of our Mishnah. But as it relates to a more clear analysis of the machloikas between Rameir and the Chachamim, for that already we're going to have to wait for tomorrow's daf. But either way, zok the Gemara. Ahu matanta, there was a shtar matana. Davakosaba, it said as follows. Kadavakotsav Rami Ba'arse. It said that this person who gave this gift in the shtar matana gave the gift when he was a shchivmera. He was a choylo, he was Rami Ba'arse, he was lying in bed. But it did not say umigoy mare ifter lebeisaylame, that he ended up dying. And what happened was, this person ended up dying. The question, however, was whether or not in the interim, this person had a refuah, and as a result, was maybe chayzer, or not. So if you take a look at the last Rashbam on the Yomit, the minute was that if somebody gave a matnas chivmera and then he died, so they would chronicle, they would just pasha, write, transcribe the events that took place. So they would write on a piece of paper that this person gave a matnas chivmera, and they would write that the person died. And the reason they wrote it was, well, he did ashan the chasim alonu nesuna lezeh makabel tzavosh chimera umitoich oisik chayli niftar shloy amad bein time v'loy chasavay. Like this, you should know that this person didn't get up in between, and this person was never chayzer. So this matana is a matana that was written la'acha moisoy, right? Just to be clear, that's what was written. And this was a pretty common thing, where they would write a matnas chivmera, and they would write that you should know this person gave a gift, and he ended up dying, machmas choy lizeh, and this is what happens. So this matana over here was a unique matana. The reason it was a unique matana is because you had it written, But at the same time, it didn't say that it would be going marry if the Lebeis Olame. And as a result, there was a little bit of a shayla. Maybe this person had a refuah in the interim or not. Meaning, take a look at the last places on the Amid. Vayorshim hayutayanim. Right, so the guy's dead. So who exactly is tainting zich? The Yorshim asein sha'amad. That he was Amad. And by the way, the Rashbam says that even if they wouldn't taina, could be we would taina for them, but the bottom line is that this person is, the Yarchma now taining, that he was Amad, and because he was Amad, he was Chayzer, and as a result, Lav Dafka, this gift should be in effect. So the question is, do the Yarchma have a taina, do they not have a taina? Like, how exactly do we view this? We don't know. Meaning, the Mekabel Matan is saying, it's not true, it never happened. The guy was a Shchimra, he was never Amad Micholya, he was never Chayzer, he ended up dying. Now, there's a little bit of an evidence to that, because it doesn't say that he died machmas techayli. But the question is, how exactly are we supposed to view this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba said, Harei meis v'harei kivroi moichiach alav. At the end of the day, this person died. I mean that this person died, so it's mistaber then, that the person died machmas the original chayli, and he didn't have a refuah in between. And as a result, kona mekabel matana, the person that was mekabel matana, is going to be able to receive, and he's going to be able to accept the matana. I mean, he's going to end up keeping it. Rabbah said that even though it didn't say in the shtar that that's what happened, but at the end of the day, we know he died, right? Harei kivroi mechia chalav. You see, he has a kever. We know he's dead. So it's for sure mistaber that that's what happened. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya heard what Rabbah paskin, and Abaya said, I'm not so sure. Why? Because hashto umasfino sheruben laabe noisen aleim chumrei chayim b'chumrei meisen choylem sheroiv choyim l'chayim l'kolshkein. So Abaya was telling to a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah over there was discussing where there was a sfina that got lost at Yam. And there was a man on the sfina. We're trying to figure out, is this man alive? Is this man not alive? So the halacha is, noistan aleim chumrei chayim v'chumrei meisan. L'chumre, you have to assume he's alive, and l'chumre, you have to assume that he died. Where's the negeya? It's negeya. His wife, could she eat truma, could she not eat truma? Meaning, let's say she's a bas Yisrael, he was a kayin, so l'chumre, you have to assume he died, she won't be able to eat truma. And if she's a bas kayin who's married to Yisrael, so you'd have to assume that maybe he's alive, and again, she won't be able to eat truma. The bottom line is, noistan aleim chumrei chayim v'chumrei meisan. Now, a svina is ruben la'abe, right? Most svinos end up sinking. And afilu hachi, we are noisen aleihem chumrei chayim, because maybe he's alive. So he said, if that's the case, choylen sheroiv choylen lechayim lekolshkein, choylen where most choylen end up living. So certainly you have to assume that maybe this person, taka had a refuah, and if this person had a refuah, it knocks out the matana, and if it knocks out the matana, lav dafki, you're going to get the matana. In other words, Rabbah said that we had this shtar matana, you're not sure if the person died, maybe it was on a michalyoy. What do you mean? Harei meis v'harei kivr meichia chalof. Sabaya said, no, there's a roiv. Roiv choylen lechayim. And you see that we use the roi, the tzad, that the person's alive, even where the roiv is working against you. So kal v'chomer, when the roiv is working with you, roiv chayim l'chaim, you have to assume that maybe this person ended up living, that knocked out the matana. If that knocked out the matana, there's no way that you are going to be able to get the matana. Now, what's Pshat and Rabbah? Rabbah holds, at the end of the day, this is different, because over here, Harei meis and harei kivroi mechia chalav. It's true, roiv chaylon l'chayim. But here we know the person died. The question is, in the interim, should we suspect that maybe he was Aman Michalyoy, or should we not suspect that he was Aman Michalyoy? But this is already different than your classic Roiv Chayim L'chayim, right? Roiv Chayim L'chayim. So you assume the guy's going to end up getting better. But if you know for sure the person died, so that's a reyes on the Roiv Chayim L'chayim. So now to assume, but maybe yesterday he was okay and then he ended up dying today, that's already not as mistaber, which is the way the Gemara is in a moment going to explain. Shitas Rabbah says the Gemara. Amr Rabbah Unabreid Rav Yishuv. Come on, Azahad Shmaita the Rabbah Kiram Nasan. You want to know who is the Tana that Rabbah's halacha was going according to? It's the Tana Rav Nasan. Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Mi Mioitz Mi Ad Mi. So this is the Braisa that we referenced earlier that really says the halacha of the Mishnah. So the case of Mi Mioitz Mi Ad Mi is a case where there was a matnas Shchimra, the guy gave away all the nechassim, and it didn't say whether it was a matna shchimra or wasn't a matna shchimra. In other words, it's a guy gave away all the nechassim, but it wasn't mefurish in the shtar whether it was a matna shchimra or a matna zbari. The noisnein says it was a matna shchimra. The makablin say it was a matna zbari. There's a whole vikuach over here, and the question is mi moitzi miad mi. So says the braisa, who moitzi miyodei and beloy raya? He can take from them without a raya. The Rashbam says he doesn't have to take from anybody. He's really the mochzik. It means he gets to keep his thing. The heim ein moitzi. See miyadai ella b'raya. They, however, need to bring a raya. Divrei Rab Yaakov, as I held Rab Yaakov. Rab Nosson, Oimer, Rab Nosson says, im barihu. You know what it depends on? It depends on his matzav right now. If he's bari right now, olav lahavi raya, shnaya shchimra. He would have to bring a raya that he was previously a shchimra. And in shchimrahu, if he's a shchimra now, alem lavi raya shabari haya, they would have to bring a raya that he was a bar. So again, the case is the same case in the Mishnah. In our Mishnah was a machloikis, Rameir de Chachamim. According to Rameir, the noisein has to bring the raya. According to the Chachamim, the Mekablim have to bring a raya. In this Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov says that the Mekablim have to bring a raya. Sounds like the Chachamim Shita in the Mishnah. Rab Nosson doesn't say Rameir. Rab Nosson says it depends. If he's a Bari, Olav Lavi Raya, Shnei Shchimera. In Shchimerahu, Aleim Lavi Raya Shabari Haya. In other words, you know what rules the day? What is he right now? If right now he's a Shchimera, then you prove he wasn't a Shchimera yesterday. If right now he's a Bari, then prove to me that yesterday he wasn't a Bari. We care about what the matzav is right now. Zok de Gemara, Kiman, Ozla, Hoshmaita, de Rabba, Ki Rab Nosson. That was Rabba's psak. Right, what did Rabba say? We had this shtar matana that said kadavakotz v'rami ba'arse, but it didn't say umigoy mare if the lebeis lame. And the question is, was he omar in between? What did Rabba say? Harei meitzvarei kiver mechiyachala. Meaning, I don't know. It's a suffix. But right now, ichbeis v'ase zicher. And if right now this is the way it is, then we're going to assume this is the way it always was. Which, by the way, in the vernacular is referred to as a chazocha dahashto. If this is the way it is today, it's probably the way it was yesterday. What's the precedent for that? Oh, gewaldig. It's Shitas Rab Nosson. That's what Rab Nosson said. Rab Nosson was talking about a similar case where you're not sure if it's a matnas shchimra, a matnas bari to begin with. But the bottom line is, it's the same yisoid. The yisoid is, do we treat this like a regular suffix mamin or fakert? We say that if right now this is the way it is, that is what's koiveya, a chazaka da hashta, so to speak. Rabbi said, "Aremes, arekibur mechia chalav." What's the makar to say this? The makar to say this is Rab Nosson. So again, what we have over here is a very intense sugya. But l'chura, what the sugya seems to be discussing is we have a suffix mamin of sorts, but at the same time, it's one way right now. The question is, how was it during this interim period where you're masopic? Do you treat that like a regular suffix moment? And you start figuring out who's the muchzik, who's the moitzi, and who has to bring the raya? Or maybe if right now this is the way it is, so we're going to assume this is the way it always was. Rab Nosson said that as it relates to the suffix moment of our Mishnah, in barihu olav lavi raya shayish chimra, in shchimrahu aleim lavi raya shabari haya. Rabba shtol that su harimeis harikivim haichia chalav. By the way, we're going to see this more tomorrow, but what emerges very much here in the Rishonim is we know Rab Nosson dainahu the nochas lo umke dedinas. This is what Rab Nosson said. This must be the way it is. That's why Rabbi Paskin, like Rav Nosson, the Rishonim say. But the bottom line is, there's this idea that even though this is a suffix mamon, we're not going to treat this like an ordinary classic suffix mamon. Says the Amar Rabbi Lazar said a geshmaka hoisafa, and really hashlama to today's daf, and that is uletuma kimachloikis. So, what does this even mean? So, the Gemara gives us the background. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechtas Tyros. Bika. So, Bika is like an open field. Rashbam says it's gated. During the summer, Rishus HaYachid LeShabbos. It's considered like Rishus HaYachid LeYin Shabbos because it's gated, right? So Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaRabim LeTuma. But at the same time, as it relates to Safik Tuma, it's a Rishus HaRab. So we know Safik Tuma, Rishus HaYachid, Sveikai Tame. Safik Tuma, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar. So a Bika that's gated is always a Rishus HaYachid LeYin Shabbos because it's gated as long as the Mechitzes and everything meets the criteria that it's supposed to meet. But as it relates to Tuma, we view it like a Rishus HaRabim. And the reason is because people used to walk through it. And being that people used to walk through it, so it's a Rishus HaRab. During the winter, Rishus HaYachid, Lakan or Lakan. It's Rishus HaYachid in Shabbos, because again, it's gated. But it's even a Rishus HaYachid as it relates to Tumah. And the reason is because people didn't walk over these fields during the winter, and as a result, it's considered Rishus HaYachid, Safik Tumah, Rishus HaYachid is going to be Sveikai Tumah. So what does it have to do with our sugya? So it's Ikka Chasa from the Gemara. So the Rashbam says, what would be if you had a Safik? Somebody comes to Besdin, and he says that I walked through this Bika. And I don't know if I walked through a b'maysa chama or b'maysa shaman, and it was a matziv of tuma over there. So the question is it a suffik tuma b'shus ha-yachid, or is it a suffik tuma b'shus ha-rabim? Right? Because if it was b'maysa chama, then it's suffik tuma b'shus ha-rabim. If it was b'maysa shaman, then it's a suffik tuma b'shus ha-rabim. Yochid, which is going to be Sveikoi Tomei. So how are you going to go about this? Says the Gemara, this will be totally in the Machlokes, Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov. According to Rav Nosson, what's the halacha? We look at the Matziv right now. If he's a Shchimra now, prove he was a Bari. If he's a Bari now, prove he was a Shchimra. So right now, is it Yemaisak Shamim or is it Yemaisak Hama? If it's Yemaisak Shamim, prove it wasn't Yemaisak Hama. If it's Yemaisak Hama, prove it wasn't Yemaisak Hama then. Right? Because you're going to always go based on the way it is now. Whereas according to Rav Yaakov, you treat a suffix like this, like a regular suffix. How do you treat such a suffix? How do you treat such a suffix? Person's becheskas Torah, says the Rashbam, and mimeilo, you're going to go basa chazok, hem betor al cheskosai, achi of you Edom, unless Edom can come and say to the contrary. But the bottom line is that you see here a fundamental machlokes that's not only negei a suffix moment, it's negei other sveikas as well. So again, we always say this, that, you know, when you think of the sugyas of sveikas, so you think of Superstaff test, need the daf beis, talk for koyin, see a daf off, right? There's certain sugis that are famous from the Ovamai Yeshivas, but there's so many additional sugis and shas that deal with very heavy such shilas. Without a question, this is one of them. One last postscript. Amar Rava, Rava said, Loi Shanu, this whole halacha, meaning the halacha of the Mishnah, that says that a bika be moisa chamo, is a Rishus HaRabim L'Toma, whereas B'Maisak Shomim, it's a Rishus HaYachal L'Toma. This is only true, Elo Shalei Avro Olav, B'Maisak Shomim. This is only if this Bika never lived through one winter, and never had one rainy season. Avol Avro Olav, B'Maisak Shomim, once it has one B'Maisak Shomim, then Rishus HaYachal L'Kan is always going to be treated like a Rishus HaYachal. So once it has one B'Maisak Shomim, it's not FYI, then we're always going to view this Bika as being a Rishus HaYachal. Either way, just to end today's staff with a raid bite, which goes back to the last two raid bites from the Karim Machzor, and that is the Tzava of the Chassam Sofer, part 3. So, Be'ez Hashem, we've had the schuss to go through together a little bit the Tzava of the Helig Chassam Sofer, and the first time we went through it, we focused on the fact that the Chassam Sofer said that stay away from the Svarim of Ramad or Chamad. And if you want to learn Tanakh, you want to learn Torah, Tanakh and Pirish Rashi, V'Torah and Pirish Ramban, Tehegu, V'Talamdu as B'neichem, Ki Hu Rosh Emuna Uman. The second time that we went through the Tzava, we focused on the first very lengthy Hosafa that the Chassam Sofer wrote in Tzava, where he gives his brachis and tremendous hakaras hatoif to the kihilo kedoisha and umifuara of Prishbarg, hamatira hagvira biris Hashem the teirasa. We spoke out from Moshe Shlom Yok Shlita, Itzofis, the nusach of the matzeva, the final moments of the life of the Chassam Sofer, his nifla de gepshat that all the Tamid Chassam Sofer bring on the pasuk of Zayis Abracha Shabeirach Moshe as Bnei Yisrael, lefnei Moshe samuch lemisasa ishim layachshav. Today's raid is going to focus on one line in the Tzava. And that is, the Chassam Sofer wrote to his children, Hizaharu, be very careful, Mishinui Shem, Loshoin, Umalbash Yisrael. Be very careful not to give your children a non-Jewish name, not to speak in the language of the Medina that you live in, and make sure that you dress like a Yid. And then he added the word Chas V'Shalom. The Simen, and a Simen that these three things are so critical, the Pasuk says, Vayava Yaakov Sholem, and Sholem is Rosh HaTevois, Shem, Loshoin, and Malbush. So, if the Torah already was Miramis, that this was such a Vichtige Indian as it relates to Yaakov Avinu, so says the Chassam Sofer, Hizaru Mishinu Shem, Loshoin, Malbush, Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem, V'Simin, Vayava Yaakov, Sholem. Now, as regarding this, and all the Me'inyan Ba'isa Indian that the Chassam Sofer writes at the end, V'loi Toimru, and don't say at a future time, Nishtanu Ha'itin, Ki Yeshtanu Av Zokin Yisparach Shemai, Loi Nishtana, V'loi Yishtana. But the bottom line is, this is the line. Hizaru Mishinu Shem, Lashinu Malbash Yisrael Chas V'Sholem, V'Simin, V'Yavoy Yaakov Sholem. So the Chassam Sofer was very makbid to make sure his family maintains their Jewish names, speaks in the language that the Yidden spoke, presumably Yiddish, and not just that, didn't dress as Ivy the Goyim, but rather they kept their Malbash Yisrael. The Leiv HaIvri, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, in his Pirish on the Tzava from the Chassam Sofer, so he's Mitzayin, something that he heard in the name of the Chassam Sofer. The pasuk says, "Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behayofka imoy." So the context is where Yaakov Avinu was wrestling together with Sarish Alesov, and the pasuk says, "Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behayofka imoy," that the thigh of Yaakov Avinu slipped, and somehow the Sarish Alesov was able to injure Yaakov Avinu. He wrote as follows: Shamati lefarish b'shem Moran Rabbeinu Achsam Sofer Zal al pasuk vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behayofko imoy. Pirush: the geshem shahaguf nismach al kaf hayarech. He said just like the guf very much relies on the thigh, kach guf haYisraeli toirasoi veemunasoi ikur smicha shaloi he alzeh sheamar akra veavdal eschem min ha'amim. He said the ikur smicha of the whole Yiddishkeit, Teirosoi ve'emunosoi of the guf ha-Yisraeli, of the spiritual guf of the Yid, is totally in the Indian of Avdal Eschem min ha'amim, who hasherish u'maymid li'oisli. Ach, im Yisrael oisem pu'ulois, l'damis atzman benimu seyem, l'shoynom u'malbushon v'chachmason, al yideze nizdaze ha'ilam mishroshoi. What it's going to cause is, it's going to cause the ilam to somehow go out of its roots, and now the entire tree, the entire guf, is at risk. V'zeh remes v'atekav kaf yerech Yaakov, kepirish Rashi zal, what happened, niskakam imokam michaverto, l'sharish v'sheyem, when, and when did that happen, be'esa shenes avik ish imoy. Kepirish Rashi zal milosh en hiskashus v'hiskarvus le'esav. So, the Leif HaIvri, Rabbi Kivya Yosef Schlesinger, and his pirish on the side of the tzava, he says, that I heard b'shem marnach sam soifer, v'atekav kaf yerech Yaakov, what does it mean Be'ofka Imoy? They were wrestling, right? What does it mean they were wrestling? Be'ofka, Rashi says, is Miloshin Hiskashus. This Garbus Leisov, they were literally in each other's faces. Mamish, clawing at each other. They're hugging each other, but fighting, right? But they're literally Be'hiskashus, Be'hiskarvus. At that moment, it was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Physically, what happened? Some disc slipped that all of a sudden Yaakov is limping and Yaakov gets injured. But the oimik is that because Yaakov got too close to Esav and he's Be'ofka Imoy, the Hiskarvus, the nunchaf, that went ahead and it violated the shirish and the support that the Gufa Yisraeli has, which is that there should be no Avdalo. Va'avdal eschem min ha'amim. The Be'ofka Imoy was the antithesis of the Va'avdal eschem min ha'amim, and that's Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Because the Chassam Sofer says that the Kaf Yerech of the spiritual Gufa Yisraeli is the Va'avdal eschem min ha'amim. So at that moment, where it was Be'ofka Imoy, where it was Be'skashrus Ve'skarvus, what happened? That disc slipped, and now all of a sudden, the Yiddish already going to be vulnerable, which is mamish this Indian that the Chassam Sofer writes in his Sava. Yisaru Mishinu Shem Loshen Umalbush Yisrael Chas V'Shalom V'Sinev Ayova Yaakov Shalom. Now the truth is, this Indian, the Chassam Sofer talks about a lot in his Svarim. Just to bring out two additional places where the Chassam Sofer talks about it. One is in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, it's in Parashas Miketz. The pasuk says, Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach Vayiten Loi Es Osnas Bas Poitifera, Koyen Oin Leisha, Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim. So what's the pasuk saying? The Pari gives Yosef a name. He called him Tzofnas Paneach, and then he gave him a wife. Vayiten Loi Es Osnas Bas Poitifera, Koyen Oin Leisha, Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim, and Yosef becomes a very big deal in Eretz Mitzrayim. Says the Hilik Chassam Sofer, Vayikra Pari Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach. What did Pari call Yosef Tzofnas Paneach? But the end of the pasuk says, Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Romas, the Apa Pisha Pari Shinu Shmoy Tzofnas Paneach. Even though Pari gave him the name Tzofnas Paneach, Mikomokim Hu Loi Shinu. He didn't change it. Rather, it was Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim. B'shem Yosef, V'loi B'shem Shanasan Loi Pari. He went with the name Yosef. Meaning, even though Pari gave him the name Tzofnas Paneach, but that's the end of the pasuk. Vayikra Pari Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach. Oh, but Yosef Hatzadik says, I'm not going with that name. No way. So what is it? It's Vayetze Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim. And he adds, V'hainu the Pirush Rashi B'parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says that when Yaakov initially brought Ephraim and Menashe to get brachas, right, so Yaakov didn't want to give them a bracha. And Yosef was all worried, what's going on? And he says, these are the children. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, that Yosef HaTzadik showed Yaakov his Shtar Ksuba. Why was he showing him the Ksuba? So partially, he wanted to show him that, no, he had these children, right, Pektusha. They were born through a marriage. But Chassam Sofer says, he showed him the Ksuba, and he wanted him to see the name that he wrote in the Ksuba. It doesn't say, HaChosen HaMuflik HaMufuor HaTzofnas Pareach. It says, HaChosen HaMuflik Yosef. He wanted to show him Shaloi Shino Shmoy. So, Vayikra Parish name Yosef Tzofnas Pareach. Or but at the same time, what's the end of the pasuk? Vayetze, not tzofnas panech. It's Vayetze Yosef. Roma she'af al pisha parishina shmoy tzofnas panech. Or behulo shina. And that's the inyan that it says when he walked out, he went out as Yosef. Another chassam sofer, and this from Moshe Shlomiak in his Sfarim is Mitzayin, and this is in the drushes from the Chassam Sofer. It's one of the drushes on Zayin Adar. It's a drusha that he gave in Tav Kuf Pei Zayin. If you have the new drushes Chassam Sofer, it's Drush Yud Zayin. So in the middle of a Purim drusha, he says a line: Hine mitzvah al Yisrael sheyiu mitzuyonim. There's a mitzvah for a year to be different. V'yiu nikarim b'malbusheyem. So the Chassam Sofer says it much sharper here. Hine mitzvah al Yisrael shniu mitzuyonim. There's a mitzvah for a year to look different. You should be nikkav malbusheyem umin hogeyem v'yu nikarim le'en kol kizehu mizer Yisrael. If you look weiter in this tshuva, he says something nifledek. Listen to this one line: v'navoy ela mechuvim be'ezus Hashem yizbarach. Hine b'mash osa Yaakov k'soyin es pasam liyosef hoyiktsas nidnu daveri. This is such classic Chassam Sofer. He says when Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef atzadik the k'soyin es pasam hoyiktsas nidnu daveri. He did a little bit of an avera. Why? Because there were no Yidden that wore a Ksoinus Pasim, right? Who was Klai Yisrael at that time? It's Yaakov and his sons. And the only one of the sons that's going to have this Malbush is going to be Yosef, which means that Yosef HaTzadik is not dressed like a Yid, because he's wearing a Ksoinus that no other Jews are wearing. So the Ksoinus Pasim really was a deviation from the Malbush of the Yid. And if Sharei Shum Echam Ibnei Yaakov Lehoyoloi Kamalbush Hazeh Umipnei Shahoyoloi Nidnu Tchet. Listen to this line: Yotza Mimenu Takolosh and Eskanu Bayochid. That's why the whole Takola happened. Wow. For this you have to be a Chassam Sofer. He said because there was a Nidnu Tchet. You know what the Nidnu Tchet? Because Yosef HaTzadik's walking around with a Ksoinus Pasim. He's not just like a Yid. Because who's the Yid in? It's all the brothers. And he's wearing something different. And because of that Nidnu Tchet, Yotza Mimenu Takolosh and Eskanu. But this Chassam Sofer brings this Indian to a whole nother level. Mitzvah al Yisrael shiyim mitzuyonim. There's actually a mitzvah. V'yu nukarim b'mabusheyim minogeyim v'lo yisarvu b'agoyim. So I saw a Moshe Shlomiak, he's Mitzayin, a Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya is in the end of Parashas Kedoshim. The pasuk over there, after the Parashah of Arayos, and after the Parashah of different macholis asuroi, so it says v'yisam li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem v'avdol eschem min ha'amim li yosli v'avdol eschem min ha'amim li yosli. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, chochmas ha'toira chayva lonu li yoseinu muvdolim b'macholeinu u'b'meshteinu u'b'malbusheinu. It's a mitzvah. Chochmas HaTorah chayva lanu. As if this is a mitzvah's essay. Of v'avdol eschem min ha'amim. This is a real bona fide mitzvah. Now the Chassam Sofer that we mentioned earlier, the Chassam Sofer that Rabbi Kiv Yosef Schlesinger brings in the Leva Ivri, said the v'avdol eschem min ha'amim is the kaf yorech of the spiritual gufa Yisraeli. Didn't say it's a mitzvah's essay. Rabbeinu Bechaya seems to be saying it's a mitzvah, which is really what the Chassam Sofer said in that drosh as Zayin Adar. Hinei mitzvah al Yisrael shniyem mitzuyon v'yu nikarim b'malbusheyem v'nogeyem v'lo yisarvu b'agayim. I was just thinking, maybe Lue de Mistafina. We know that the Levian and the Kayhanim, they eat different foods than the regular Yid eats, right? The Levian eat Maaser Rishon, the Kayhanim, they already eat Trumas Meiser, and Truma Gedoyla, and Bikurim, etc., etc. Meaning the Meichel of the Levi and the Kayan is different than the Meichel of the Israeli. The Malbush also, right? The Kayanim had their big day kahuna. They used to dress differently. So I was thinking that the Rambam says in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Zera Levi Kuloi Muvdal La'avodas HaMikdash Shenemar Be'esahi Hivdal Hashem Eshevet Levi. In the beginning of Perek Dalin in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says HaKayanim Huvdalu Michlal HaLevi La'avodas HaKorbanos Shenemar Vay The Rambam says that this, that you find that there's a Levi and that there's a Kohen, it's a Havdalah, right? It's learned out from a Pasuk. And then you find a separate Havdalah by Aharon, L'Hakdish HaKodesh Kadoshim. What does Havdalah mean? Havdalah says, Rabbeinu B'chayu, V'Avdol Eschem Eno Amim Li. What does that mean? B'macholenu, u'b'mishtenu, u'b'malbushenu. So if Levi is Muvdal, and if the Kayhanim are even more Muvdal, that means they have to be Muvdal, b'maychol, b'mishta, u'b'malbush. Maybe that's why the Levim and the Kayhanim, they take eat differently. And you find that the Kayhanim, they take ahead a different malbush. V'aldos keitarayinu, v'avdol. There's a Havdalah. The Yid has to be Muvdal from the guy. How's he Muvdal? Says Rabbeinu B'chaya, B'maychel, B'mishto, B'malvash. But the Levi has to be Muvdal from the Yid. And then the Kohen has to be Vaita Muvdal. It could be all these different Macholos, and all these different Malbushim is maybe related to this Inyan that you find this idea related to Havdalah. But Al-Kabam, this is Peres Chassam Seifers. It started with this one line in the Tzavah, be very careful, Vayova, Yaakov, Sholem, Shem, Loshen, and Malbush, and you find different places Chassam Seifers says this Inyan, and could be it's even a mitzvah, it could be it's even in the Rishonim already, Rabbeinu B'chaya, Chochma Sater, Chayvalonu, it sounds like it's a mitzvah. The truth is that this Inyan, that a Yid shouldn't change his name, his language, his Malbush, the Makar already is in Chazal. It's a Medrash. It's a Medrash Rabbah. It's a Vayikra Rabbah. Parsha Lamed Beis. It's in Parshas Emor. Lamed Beis. Hey. In the middle, it says as follows. Rav Huna Amar B'Shem Bar Kapar. Rav Huna said the name of Bar Kapar. B'Shvil Dalet Dvarim Niglu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. The Yidin were uskalized from Mitzrayim in the Schis of four things. Shaloshinu Hashemam. They didn't change their names. Ve'es L'Shoinam. They didn't change their language. V'loy Amru Lashon Hara. They didn't speak Lashon Hara, v'loy nimtza b'neim echa mehem paritz be'erva. And there was no one that was paritz be'erva. This medrash is said over in different ways and in different variations. But be'ikr, what the medrash seems to be saying is that the schus that the Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim was related to the fact, now it says they didn't speak Lashon Hara and they didn't do arayas, which are averus chamuras, but also related to the fact, shloishinu eshmam v'es l'shoinam. There's a classic meshachachm in Parshas Boy, where Meir Simcha is very mairich in this Indian, and he says that the schus the Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim is that they made siyogim. They made all these fences, and they made different shmiras and protections. Vasu mishmeres l'mishparti. He says that's why on Pesach you find a disproportionate amount of siyogim. You find bayirah, bayimotze, chametz b'mashu, right? By the chsidim, you don't even get gebracht. And you find chumras that people are makbid on when it comes to Pesach that you don't find in any other areas. And the Rameh Simcha says that it's rooted in understanding the schus that Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim. The schus that Yidden had to leave Mitzrayim was that they made siyogim. And that's why he says the minig Yisrael is that even people that don't make so many siyogim the whole year, but when it comes Pesach, you make siyogim. Because the avodah sayoyim of Pesach, that's the zman gerama, it's to make all these siyogim because it was in the schus of all this that they left. So you find already that Geula has a shaychus to this Indian. I was thinking maybe that's why the remes is Vayova Yaakov Sholem. Why by Yaakov? Why don't you find it by Avram and Yitzchak? Now, obviously, Avram and Yitzchak were no different, but why is the remes by Yaakov? It could be because, as you do, the Rishonim say that Yaakov Avinu's life was the Maisa of a similar banim of the Golus of Klal Yisrael. The Sfarim in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev says that all the tzaras that Yaakov Avinu had before Parshas Vayeshev is connected all the tzaras that the Yidden would have during Charban Bayis Rishon. And he says all the tzaras from Parshas Vayeshev till the end are all the tzaras that the Yidden would have by Charban Bayis Sheni. We've spoken how many times the Vilna Gaon Aderes Eliyahu in Parshas Vayetze that says that Yaakov leaving Lavan, that whole parish of Yitzias, Yaakov Mibes Lavan, was the Maisa of a similar bonum for Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu's life was the life of Golus of Golus Klal Yisrael. Right, we've mentioned, maybe that's Pshat in the Zohar Kodesh, says, Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaKdoilo, Man Yisrael, Yisrael Saba, the Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, and he gets to witness, he sees all the Yeshuas, because his life was the Tzaris. He lived the Golus. So it's only befitting that the Tzaddik should be able to be Chazanokim. Like this, he should be able to see the Yeshua as well. But the point is that Yaakov Avinu's life is the Golus. If Yaakov is the Golus, and a Yidin Golus, what's the Schus? It's Shaloi. Shinu Ashmam, Ve'es L'shoinam. Oh, that's the schus that the Yid had to leave Golos. A Yaakov Avinu whose life is the life of Golos. So if that's the case, it's Ma'oid Ma'oid Mistaber. That may be the reason why this remez is Vayova Yaakov Shalim. Because Yaakov is Golos, and left in Golos. That's where the Yid has to live in Golos. Because in that schus, you're going to be able to creep out of the Golos. And that schus is going to be a Gula. But I just want to be Messiah. With one tshuva for a Moshe Feinstein. This tshuva is in Igros Moshe. He actually wrote this tshuva many times. So it's in a few different places. It's in Eir Chaim Chelek Dalet. It's in Eben Ezra Chelek Gimel. It's in Eir Chaim Chelek Hei. There's different shinuyim in the different tshuvas. But Rav Moshe said a very big chiddush in this sugya. The sugya of Shleishinu Ashmam, L'shoinam and Malbusham. Something that you see from the Tzavah, the Chassam Sofer, and from the Torah, the Chassam Sofer was fire about. He held that this is the Kafa Yorech of the Jewish people, the Avdol Eschem, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that seems to say that maybe it's even a mitzvah, the Chassam Sofer in the Drosho clearly says that this is something that's a mitzvah, it's the schus that the Yidden had to be oskalized from Mitzrayim, so this is a very, very big deal, stating that. Rav Moshe Feinstein, a goyin agadol, in Eir Chaim, Chelek Dalet, it's Simen Samech Vav. So he was asked by someone who had a child, and he had a girl, wanted to name his daughter after his mother, but his mother has a non-Jewish name. And the question is, no, it's an Indian to be mechabed, a father and a mother, lacha moysam, by naming a child after them, but at the same time, she has a non-Jewish name. And the question is, should she give the name? Or maybe, if I can, find a Yiddish name, and that's the name you should give instead. So I'll just read you a few excerpts. Hine. Bedvar shnei moishal laz shekosafti. She'av shehu dover meguna, einoi issa. So Moshe says that I wrote that as it relates to shnei moishal laz, non-Jewish names, it's not osir, but it's a dover meguna. Shalochein chazina chakama shema shalaz mikom medino medina nasu b'meshach hazman de golus ha'arech shenischalfu ha'medimas. He says that's why you find there's so many non-Jewish names that made it into the vernacular. Names that today, I don't know, they come across like heimish names. Sha'af said Rav Moshe shemistomet sofchu mitkila. It's Yitachin, the first person that gave one of these names. So there was a big tumult and people were yelling and screaming. But at the same time, Nishtaku Hashem Ben Yisrael, these names ended up getting absorbed. They sunk into the Jewish culture. Ad shenikru kvar l'shem Yisrael. Until you find that these are names, I'm skipping a little bit. He says, "V'gam ga'oinei yoylam mi'gedoyle yarishayim." He says, "You find gedoyle yoylam from gedoyle yarishayim who had non-Jewish names." Kibala Magid Mishnah. I'll give you an example. He says, "The Magid Mishnah, who was bigger than the Magid Mishnah, right? Sheshmoy Hoya Rabbeinu Vidal. What's Vidal? Vidal's a non-Jewish name. V'kama ga'oinim kidemashkechinim b'tshuvas rishayim." He says, "Go through tshuvas rishayim, Rav Moshe." Rav Moshe says, "I did, right? Go through tshuvas." Ramosha did. So Ramosha says, go through Tshuvas HaRishonim and you're going to see so many names of people, Shoyuls and Meshivs. These are non-Jewish names. The Gam Shein Maimon, Aviv Shalai Rambam, Kinirish Ulach and Laz. I'm pretty sure the name Maimon is not a Jewish name, said Ramosha. I'm not 100% sure. He says, Kinirish Ulach and Laz. Shalochein Chas V'Sholem Lanu Loimach Layasu Kahigen. How could we say that what they did was wrong? What, you're going to be Moitzi Laz on the Magen Mishnah? You're going to be Moitzi Laz on Maimon, the father of the Rambam, and all these places? The Achachek Far Nisragli Yisrael Be'edu Hashem. You have to say that once Yidden started giving these names, Ein Bo Zeh Shaychus L'tam HaGnai, at that point, you don't have the Svar of Gnai anymore. And if that's the case, it's not, I mean, if it was an Issa Gomer, that's an Issa Gomer, it's not negotiable. What are you going to do? You can't negotiate with an Issa. But if all it is a Dover Meguna, so then it could be it's only a Dover Meguna if it's not Nishtah. It's not such a Mekubal Dinger name. But the minute this name becomes Meguna, Mekubal, so now it's not Meguna anymore. And if it's not Meguna, you don't have to worry. I'm skipping towards the end of the Tshuva. It says like this. V'nei be'etzem ha'motzinu harbish shem v'chal amayroim she'nikru b'shem da'aramis. It says there's so many amayroim that had Aramaic names. Gugain Rapop of Rav Zvid. umar zutcha, umar kashisha, umar yenuka, va'oid harbe. He says most of the Goinim had Aramaic names, right? Ach, Ula Yesh Loimar could be the Aram is shiny. He said maybe Aram is different. Then he goes on, we have a whole rebbe on this, right? Once upon, we had Lashon Hara part one, part two, part three, part four. It was one of those. But the bottom line is Aramaic maybe is different because you find the Talmud Bavli was written in Aramaic and the Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic and even the Zohar HaKodesh was written in a very difficult dialect of Aramaic. So you see that all the Sifrei Kodesh were written in Aramaic. So he says, as it relates to that, I'm already a little bit hesitant. I'm not sure. You know, one of the classic examples of someone that had a non-Jewish name is Antignus Ish Soichai. Right? He's a Talmud Hashem and Atzadik. He's mentioned right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. And really, Antignus Ish Soichai lived right around the time of the Chanukah, when the Greek culture, not the Chanukah story when it ended, but when it started, when the Greek culture begins to penetrate and influence the Jewish people, all of a sudden you have the Gadol Adar, and what's his name? This is not an Aramaic name, by the way. This is a Greek name. His name is Antignus. Imagine, the Gadol Adar has a very, very Greek name. Interesting. But the bottom line is you find this. It says Rav Moshe, it can't be that it's an Isser. Dover shal gna, yeah. But the minute it's Nishtaka Hashem, the name becomes a Zach, at that point, you don't find this anymore. And then Rav Moshe said a Chiddush. Ready for this? He says as follows. V'hinei yesh malkum loim. D'zeh sheshipchu chazal b'vayikra rabba parshalam ebeis. B'golos mitzrayim shloishinu eshmoysam. Says Rav Moshe, could be this was only before Matan Torah. He says, before Matan Torah, there was no Torah. And because there was no Torah, what made somebody a Yid? What made him a Yid was that he looked like a Yid. He sounded like a Yid. He had a Jewish name. That was the only hecker that he had. Right? What hecker was he going to have? But he says it could be that once the Torah was given, at that point, now a Yid has a hecker. You know what his hecker is? He wears tzitzis. He has a hecker, he does mitzvahs. So it could be the fact that he keeps Torah and mitzvahs, maybe that is a hecker, and it could be that whole Indian, that whole medrash, maybe it's not something that's so relevant. It says that Medrash and that Kepeda, that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, there was no Torah. So if there was no Torah, what schus were you gonna have for there to be a Geula? So the schus was Shloishinu, and he says a whole pshat in it. He says that because they didn't change their culture, it showed that they weren't being miyayish from the Geula. If they weren't being miyayish from the Geula, then that schus and of the Amun and the Geula, that they ended up being oskalized. But it could be La'acha Matan Torah, it could be it's already different. And Faker, then already, the hecker that the Yid has is the fact that he keeps Torah mitzvahs. That's the chayra, very stark hecker. And if that's the hecker, it could be this is maybe that whole medrash is not so pertinent. Then he concludes, he says, "Va'af shemistaber came." Even though I think it's mistaber, mistafino loy mezabalei rayas gedolos. He said, but I'm afraid to say it without grace of rayas. But he says it's mistaber that whole medrash was only before Matan Torah. But acha Matan Torah, it's already going to be different. Now, as it relates to the etzem shayla, he tells this man, you name your daughter after your mother. That's what he told him to do. And by the way, Rav Moshe repeated this. Again, this is not lahalocha. Everyone asked their local rabbi. This is Rav Moshe. He's the place of Gadar, right? We live in the United States of America. Milano ki Rav Moshe. This is Rav Moshe Paskin. And Rav Moshe repeated this inyan in a few tshuvas. And he felt very strongly that this kibud av, and this is the way it's supposed to be. And this is for sure the name you're supposed to give. One of the places that Rav Moshe talks about this, Rav Moshe adds a knetch. He says, you know, you're talking about the name. So let me ask you a question. It says, he says, once upon a time, he said, the Yidden spoke Lashon Kodesh, and they stopped speaking Lashon Kodesh. So there was a Shinu Lashon. Now, today there's Yiddish, right? And Rav Moshe, by the way, has a whole arichus on Yiddish. Understanding Yiddish, it's fascinating. He says, it's poshet that Yefes, Yafta Lekim Yefes, and Ashkenaz came from Yefes. Yefes at Gata Schus, that it became the Jewish language. And he said, all the yeshivas, they learned Torah in Yiddish. And he says, even though it's German, but there's Polish and Russian in it, it's not much a fascinating history class. And there's a lot going on over there. If you want to see the Yiddish component of it, so that's in Erchaim Chelek Hei. It's Simin Yud. It has a whole arichas over there about the history and about the chshivas of the Yiddish language. But at the bottom, this is something that Rav Moshe said. Now, obviously, Rav Moshe Shlomiak, in his Hashlomis and Miluim, so he brings this inyan and he says from Narnach, I'm sorry for it's clear, not like this, Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said, yeah, it was Kodim Ante, this is what Rav Moshe said. But he said, Avada, the Chsam Sofer had a whole Ruach Acheres over here. I mean, everything that we just said from the Chsam Sofer, it's Avada, this is a whole different inyan. This is a whole different way of looking at the world. But Al-Kabbalim, this is where Rav Moshe wrote in the Tshuva. But I'll tell you one anecdote that Rav Moshe Shlomiak brings here in his Hashlomas Umiluim. If you want to see it, in Parshas Vayigash, page Shin Chof, L'ha'ara Reish Lamed Zayin, he has pages on this. Mar Mekoymus from the Ramshik and different people, all benegei this inyan. But there's one anecdote, it's in footnote Samach Aleph, and we're going to end with this. He says as follows. He says, V'ayim b'sefer igros marit, mimorim ba'al divrei yoyol zeichet tzadok levrocha, av bezen tekiil l'kadoish asar. Shekosav, hine, b'shabes kodesh parshas ba'al oischa, Shovaskan beir satma harava tzadik rabchun etzvi mitzan shlita chasan agun atzadik of bezinda ubaor liyom dalid hoya kvoi k'tishas admir shlita levakir becholoi v'hoya sham eze ish from a certain town v'hu ahayse agedist. This is what it says. The sham kosav omar hu, this yid who was ahayse agedist, said as follows. Omar hu shuv ubemedila is elu is weiter angerissen mit ein andere Sach. She medabrim ingerisch, I beschine shemes. Ki kam abumim roisi, pesish al chassidische Yidin, va yekosov shmom, Ignatz, Martin, and Leopold. Wus war a schwarz ju of zay? Kennen zay nicht heißen itche, mordche, and leibisch? Versteinisch. Ignatz, Martin, and Leopold? Wus ist schlecht mit itche, mordche, and leibisch? Ist, ach, wus war a schwarz ju of zay? This is mamish terrible. And then he added to this need, ha loi nigeli mi mitzrayim rak bishvil shloi shini shmom alashoinam. V'hi oven pleili v'goyim liyakashem alizim. And he was mamish going crazy. He says, what kind of name is Ignatz, Martin, and Leopold? Itche Martin Leibish. Either way, the Satmar Roof was there. Uno loy murim mi Satmar. So the Satmar Roof said like this. So let's listen. Rak b'mitzrayim. Shloi hoyu sham atayra k'doysha. Al kem bozeh bilvad. Shloi shinu nigalu. Shloi hoyu sham dover achar klap. Aval ato sheyesh lanu baruch Hashem atayra v'akdoysha u'mitzvah yisrael. Bevadai im mithirim ha-mitzvahs v'koyfim b'atayra k'doysha azai b'schus shloi shanu shem v'loshim bevadai lo yigalu chas v'sholom. Then it's not going to work. He said, mamush where Moshe said, it's a pella, that before the Yidden left Mitzrayim, that this was it, there was no other Eitzah. So this is the way they got out. But now in mithirim ha-mitzvahs v'koyfim v'oydoim alochem shem bom mechatchila. He says, if you'd come to me now, v'shoy lo Moshe, hey chlitay in shame ba'arko yiseyem. Says, you have to give a name in their kuris. What's all the names all the game? As I oimeloi, I would tell him, Zug Ignatz, don't say itche. Ukedoima v'loi Hashem ha-koydesh, ki b'chol shem me-Hashem ha-koydesh, ish k'dusha, v'osel ha-moysra b'yodon, ad kan l'shoinoi. This is in the Igres Marit. If you want to look it up, it's an umid reish peites, and it's an umid reish tzadik dalet. Either way, this inyan, this chiddush that Ramosha wrote in a few places in his tshuvas, the Heilige Snat Meruf said the same exact thing. Either way, teiv l'chacham v'yech gamoid, and we are going to stop here.